Sometimes you need to know that. Sometimes you need to understand that. Praise God. Acts 27:33, while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, "This is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fail from the head of any of you." And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they took some meat. And we were in all the ship 260 souls. Amen. That's 276 people on board that one ship. Hallelujah. When they'd eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. You talk about a bunch of people getting down to business. Boy, they got down to business. They had just got done fasting 14 days. And wouldn't have quit then. But Paul knew and God had already answered. And they was going to need their strength to get to shore. Amen. And so they had a feast of sorts. Paul asked the blessing. Hallelujah. They had a good meal after 14 days of fasting, if you can call it that, with a ship rocking and rolling, going to the heights of the mountains on top of the swells and into the bottom of the wave, where the wave's up above the top of the ship, and it looks like it's curtains. And they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. No matter what you got to give up, no matter what or who you got to lay aside, it's worth it to be saved. Praise God. Amen. And listen, the centurion willing to save Paul kept them from their purpose and commanded, this the 43rd verse, that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to the land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broke ship. And so it came to pass they all escaped. They escaped all safe to land. Hallelujah. All 270, amen, six or three, what was it? Amen, six, 76 souls, praise God, hallelujah. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people, not meaning anything, they just didn't know them, they were the people that live there, the natives, the barbarous people, showed us no little kindness. That's better than some homeless churches does. Amen. I mean, they'll give you cold shoulder. Huh? Amen. Belmer Gardner said, he wrote that book, I have it somewhere in my collection, I spent Saturday night in the devil's house. He went to visit Father Divine, and amen, how that they all treated him so nice and treated him so good. Amen. And all talked to him and invited him back and just made over him. Amen. And he said he'd gone to a lot of his own denomination churches, and they didn't even say howdy do or anything to him. Nobody invited him back to church. Amen. Nobody cared. Praise God. The barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. And Paul, having gathered a bundle of sticks, what was he doing? He was doing his part. Everybody's got a part to do. Amen. It's one thing to kindle a fire, and it's another thing to keep it going. Amen. A few weeks ago, I broke down. Amen. Just before Christmas, they said it's going to get cold. Amen. Sister Collins had that stove in the living room all decorated up. She had dolls on it. She had plastic stuff on it, flower pots on it, everything. She had it all decorated up. Amen. But I said, get that stuff off of there. It's going to turn cold, and I'm going to build a fire. Praise God. Amen. If I'd have built a fire the week before Christmas and hadn't have put any wood on, how much fire do you think I'd have tonight? It's not what you did 3 weeks ago. It's not what you did 2 weeks ago. Are you doing your part tonight? Amen. Would somebody please build a fire? Would somebody please bring some wood? Amen. I told in the funeral today how that in a funeral service, Barbourville, Kentucky, a Hopper funeral home, had a funeral out west of Barbourville, 8, 10, 15 miles, I don't remember, in a little old consolidated one-room schoolhouse turned into a church. Amen. And we got out there for the funeral that I was supposed to preach. And the door was locked, and I had to pick the lock to get in the door. Amen. So after we broke in the church was cold. There wasn't any fire. Amen. And so I built a fire. Amen. I'm just supposed to preach the funeral now. Amen. And Hopper Funeral Home was taking care of the funeral, and so I broke in the church. Amen. I built a fire, and then after it got warmed up, we had a funeral service, and then helped carry the casket, amen, to the graveyard. Amen. Many a time I've helped carry the casket up the mountainside and spell the pallbearers as they climbed up a straight uphill and all around to the top. Amen. Find the little graveyard right at the top of the knob. Amen. With about 30 graves in it. Amen. We had a funeral. I built a fire. Praise God. You can tell when somebody's been close to the fire. You can usually smell them. Amen. It was my job in a one-room country school, Big Creek School, District Number 1. Amen. When I was about 11, thereabouts. Amen. To build a fire every morning. Amen. I had the contract, folks. Amen. I got $2 a month. That's 10 cents a morning for building a fire. Amen. Big money for a 11-year-old. Amen. I remember getting the flu and missing a few mornings, but the teacher felt sorry for me and paid me anyhow. That was the year that I had the flu, and when they had the Christmas tree, I got up out of the bed and went to the Christmas tree, because you just didn't miss the Christmas tree. That only came once a year. Amen. And nobody had had a part in the Christmas tree in old country church and school. Amen. Dared miss because you had to wait till next year to do it over if you missed. And so, boy, I got up and went to the Christmas tree. Suddenly I got better. Amen. It's my job to build a fire in the old country schoolhouse for 10 cents a morning. Amen. One morning I had got in a hurry and took a shortcut. Didn't put enough kindling under the big wood. Amen. Well, you start a fire, children. Listen to me. You put little bitty wood on the bottom. Amen. Some paper or leaves. preferably at first, then some twigs, and then some sticks, and you put bigger wood. Come on, scouts. Amen. Got any here? You know how to build a fire? You start with the little stuff. You start with that flashes and burns quickly. Amen. And you build a fire that way. You don't set the backlog on fire first. You set the kindling on fire first. Hallelujah. Whoever church needs some kindling wood. They need a few folks that shouts easy. They need a few folks that shouts at the drop of a hat, even if they have to drop it themselves. They need a few folks like me that cries easy. I cry at all the Christmas programs. I cry when most preachers preach. If there's anything sad, any sad song, I cry. Amen. Because I cry easily. I lack a tad away. Amen. We need some kindling wood in the Pentecostal church. Praise God. That which flashes and burns fast. Amen. Woo! Yeah. I ain't use enough kindling. I was trying to set those big sticks of wood 2 foot long on fire. Amen. So I poured more kerosene on. Amen. My fire wasn't doing any good, Vance. Amen. I looked in there and it was just smoking and barely sizzling. Amen. And so there was a little bit of coals out on the edges where it was trying to burn a little bit. And so I poured me a quart can full of coal oil. Amen. And filled it, opened the lid on the top of the stove. Amen. About this high, I guess. Almost as big around as this pulpit. Amen. And it had a snout come out the bottom. It came all the way top like a elephant snout turned up. Amen. And I opened the lid of the stove, dumped that quart can full of coal oil in there. Amen. And I opened this little lid on this snout to look down to see if it was catching up. Amen. It did. It exploded. Amen. It went whoop. Amen. And that fire came out of that hole into my face. Amen. And I went home that day without any eyebrows, any eye wickers. Amen. Because that stove had started drawing backwards. Amen. Stood up the pipe. It'd do that once in a while. Amen. But you could tell I had been close to the fire. Would somebody build a fire? Praise God. Would somebody carry some wood? Would somebody get her some kindling? Hallelujah. And build a fire. Woo! 276 shivering people. Hypothermia, rain, and cold. Amen. Could take its toll even after they got to land. If somebody don't build a fire. It only takes a few minutes for hypothermia to kill you. 2 minutes, they said, out here in the river in that 44-degree water. That's why those deputies didn't go down, dive to try to find that boy. Nobody could stay in the water long enough. And he stayed too long and went down. He didn't drown. He froze. He died of hypothermia. Shock. Amen. Oh, I wonder if some people sitting around in ice cold churches are not about to die of hypothermia. Would somebody build a fire? Praise God. I'll tell you, amen, they got down to business. That whole shipload of people with one preacher on board. Ooh, I don't know whether Luke was on there or not. Maybe he was. Amen. I kind of believe he might have been. So that makes two. I don't know if they had any more on the board or not. Maybe they did. Amen. Maybe Paul had 4 or 5 with him, counting himself. I don't know. Praise God. But it was a good thing. A good thing. Here's what they would have done. They would have sent out a distress signal. Amen. And out yonder somewhere on the high Mediterranean, amen, the aircraft carrier, the Enterprise, might intercept the distress call. Amen. They'd have a conference on board the Enterprise. Amen. Sir, do you think we can get a helicopter over and throw a line and get a man on board? Amen. I don't know, sir. In these waters, in this storm, I don't know if we can stay aloft long enough or not. Well, are you game enough to try? Amen. He'll try. Amen. And after time, they try and wind up just barely making it back to the ship. Amen. Sir, we don't dare send anything else out. Amen. We just barely made it back this time. Praise God. But they didn't radio the Enterprise. They had a man down yonder in the hole that was radioing the third heaven. Praise God. Amen. And God said, hey, Gabriel, you think you can put a line on her? Praise God. Get a message through down there. Get on board. He said, it's a piece of cake, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Through the wind and through the rain. Praise God. He made it on board safe and sound. Forget the eyes and how aircraft carrier. Forget the Enterprise. Forget the battleships that sail the high seas. Praise God. Amen. He's already bypassed the brass of the Navy. Amen. The Air Force and the Marines. Hallelujah. And he got an angel straight from the glory world. Hello, Paul. Amen. It's kind of rough out there. Amen. Yeah, it is. Amen. Lord sent me down to give you a message. As the old ship rocks back and forth. Amen. Said, there's not a hair of your head going to perish. Amen. And the Lord told me to stay on board long enough to see to it. Amen. About that time, we went up top of a big swell. Down to the bottom. Amen. Paul said, I'm sure glad you're here. Amen. But you don't mind. Amen. If I take a message to the captain, go right ahead. I'll stay down here. I'll stay here and keep everything under control. Amen. You tell him. Hallelujah. He climbs out aboard. Captain, I got good news. Amen. We got a message through the headquarters. Praise God. And they've landed a man on board. And he's going to see us through. There stood by me this night an angel of God and said, there shall not a hair of your head perish. Praise God. Now he said, I want you to take me. You're going to need your strength. You've fasted long enough. Oh, God will tell us when to break it. God will tell us when we're gone long enough. God will tell us when to believe God and get to work. Amen. He was building a fire. Building a fire? Well, what if they hadn't have made it to shore? There wouldn't have been no fire. No fire. No salvation. No deliverance. No victory. What if 276 souls had sunk in the Mediterranean? Never made it to Malta. Amen. But there stood by me. They had a man of God on board in a cold, snowy field outside of Detroit. Amen. 29 bodies scattered and littered over the earth. Blood spattered on the trees and on the ground. Suitcases everywhere. No very big pieces left. Amen. Of an aircraft. A Baptist preacher down south would have been the 30th. If he'd have been on board. But he decided to drive his daughter to school instead of riding the plane. When he checked his ticket said, Flight Com Air 3272. He would have been on board. Does it make a difference if we're on board? Do we make a difference? I'll tell you what. If I was on a risky journey, I'd want some men of God on board with me. I'd want some people that knew how to pray. I'd want some people that knew how to get a hold of God. Amen. A lady called Sister Collins today in distress, possibly near suicide.
a girl that had been saved, a holiness girl. Amen. But her husband has beat her and abused her. Had some 7 women lately. Amen. And she's in bad shape. Amen. She has fasted as much as 30 days at one time. She's at her wit's end. Did you ever fast and pray and try to hold on to God and things got worse instead of better? Jesus got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and was led into the wilderness and fasted and prayed 40 days and nights. Amen. What was he doing? He was building a fire. John had said, there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. What's he doing that 40 days and nights? He's building a fire. It takes work and sacrifice sometimes to build a fire. Amen. You got to put the wood on. Come on. You got to give up something. You got to lay aside something. Hallelujah. Got to take time. Get ready to build a fire. Praise God. And after he gets done, already got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, already been baptized in water, already fasted 40 days and nights, and now he's tempted of the devil at his weakest moment. He's tempted of the devil. He didn't do like me so many times. I have failed so miserably when tempted and had to take the test over again. But he went through with flying colors. He looked above the weakness and above the trial and above the hunger and above the test and came out smelling like a rose. Oh, praise God. He was so weak, he was about to go under. He was so weak, amen, he was growing faint. But then angels broke through and ministered to him. Amen. They did it more than once. Glory to God. God knows how to help us. God knows how to help us. Elijah is all alone. Elijah is all alone. He's won great victories. And now he's run 40 miles to get away from Jezebel. Amen. And said, Lord, let me die. Amen. God just put him to sleep to rest him. When he woke up, there was somebody there. An angel was fixing breakfast for him. Praise God. Rise and eat, he said. The journey's too great for thee. Amen. And he rose and he ate. Praise God. Went back to sleep. Amen. Angel fixed him some more food. Amen. And on that meal he went 40 days and nights long. Glory to God. Amen. He got a prayer through to the glory world. He built a fire, if you please. Praise God. Amen. If you mean business with God, God will mean business with you. Hallelujah. 29 bodies scattered across the field up yonder. Would have been any different if that Baptist preacher had been on board. Would it be any different? His wife cried and said, it's a miracle. Would it have been a greater miracle if a man of prayer had been on board in the time of disaster? What a sad thing. Tears came to my eyes as I heard over and over again about that tiny little 6-year-old girl strangled to death. So early in life. Oh God. What in the world is wrong with people today? Amen. As I looked at the pictures and those faces in the paper today, those that died in the crash, some of them right here in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Amen. Tears came out of the corners of my eyes. But it was too late. Amen. But you know what Jesus said? He said in Luke, he said, suppose ye that those people upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell were sinners above all people. Nay, I say unto thee, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Suppose ye that they whose blood was mingled with their sacrifices by Pilate were sinners above all. He said, nay, but if you don't repent, your time's a-coming. Amen. That's enough to cause us to get down to business tonight. That's enough to cause us to seek God. Will somebody build a fire? Our people have been fasting and praying. Some of our children, little ones, have been fasting even. Amen. Before they went to school, they went fasting. Hard for a growing child to fast. Amen. They eat voluminously. Amen. Oh, yes. It's hard for some of us that are not so young to fast even. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Even think about fasting, we get to starving to death for something to eat. Would somebody build a fire? What kind of storm we're going to have to get into? What kind of disaster we're going to have to face? How many times we're going to have to say goodbye that final time? Realize what we do. We got to do it before they die and not after. Amen. Our times are coming. Jesus, amen, could have spoke the same word to America. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Hallelujah. Those barbarous people, they made a deal of fire. The people were screaming on the street. They were swimming the shore. People like drowned rats, cold and shivering. Amen. They built a fire. The fire was a rallying point. In that dark, dark day, the people knew where the heat was. They knew where the warmth was. Hallelujah. There are people going down all around us. Look any direction and see the wrecks. Hear the cry of the hurting, dying, perishing. Souls are everywhere. Amen. If we build a fire in the hallway of Holiness Church, they'll have a rallying point. Place to come and get healed. A place to come and get their heart warmed. When those Moravians had that prayer meeting, praise God, John Wesley saw the flame. Amen. And went and came away. He said, my heart was strangely warmed. Hallelujah. It was not only warmed, it was kindled. His fire, amen, set ablaze England and the United States. Glory to God, because he got a fire one time. Amen. Tonight, who knows what will come out of our meeting, because we built a fire. Took time. Sacrificed enough. Amen. One of those people, praise God. Oh, he'd have been attended by angels, had a messenger straight from God. Amen. But he still wasn't too good to carry some wood and help out and work a little. Amen. But when he did, a snake came out. A snake thawed out. Amen. Came out of that old hollow piece of wood and hung on his arm. Amen. Paul saw it hanging on there. He just shook it off in the fire. Amen. He said, man, this guy must be a devil. Escaped the violence of the storm only to get bit by this serpent that kills in a few minutes at most. Amen. When they kept looking at him, nothing happened to him. He just kept carrying wood. Amen. And enjoying the blessings of the heat and the fire. Amen. They decided it was a miracle from God. Hallelujah. And they began to carry people. And even the mayor of the town, the mayor of the island, praise God, got healed. Hallelujah. And what a revival they had. Because they took time to build a fire. which was a rallying point for drowning souls on that sea. Stand with me tonight. Amen. Let God challenge your heart to be a part, amen, in the flame. To be wood for the fire. Hallelujah. To be stirred to action like never before. Glory to God, to rise to the call. Don't leave it to somebody else. Don't leave it to the wife and the children. Come on! Build a fire in your own house! Hallelujah. Don't leave it to somebody that hardly knows the right hand from the left to take the lead and kindle a fire. Do it yourself! Come on! Take the lead for God. Set the place afire. Amen. Get on fire. Hey, I guarantee you it'll bless somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, Father. Challenge our hearts tonight. May there be an eternal flame lit in every soul. In Jesus' name.